Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Andy Jones, I want to talk about conferences today.
Okay, I'm ready.
Conferences and like, you know, why I go and what I take away from them.
Are you a conference junkie?
I hope not, but, you know, sometimes they get scheduled all in a cluster and it does seem like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm in a big run. I did have someone one time accuse me of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Called you that?
They did. But the thing is, they saw me at the previous conference and then at the next one, and they called me that. And I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's like when you see someone at Starbucks and you say to them, you drink a lot of Starbucks. Like, wait, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
So whatever. We have an upcoming conference here at Northwest Life called the Together Conference, May 1st through the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty excited about it.
Me too.
Yeah. We got some great guests coming in. One of my ministry heroes, Pastor Tommy Barnett from Phoenix, and also famous for starting the Dream Center in Los Angeles. So
I can't even really say that without smiling a little bit. Like, he's really going to come up here.
I know.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Yeah. I mean, I've dreamed of this for a long time, so I'm excited about that. And then we also have Pastor Jonathan and Diane Wilson from Newport Church coming up. Have you been there to their church in Newport?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing church.
Yeah. Really love it. Feel like we have a real similar heart for ministry and approach to what we're doing. So I feel like they're going to bring a lot to us. And then also we have Pastor Mekon and April Carter coming up. And of course, our church loves them, you know, so that's going to be a ton of fun. And we got some stuff for youth kicking it off on Wednesday night. So, I'm pretty excited about it. I guess I'm just saying that because we're doing one because I believe in conferences. I believe in what they bring and what they help do in our lives. I remember a conference for me that was kind of pivotal. It's really the first one that I recall going to. And had one of those aha moments, you know, light bulb went off over my head.
Yeah.
And since that time, I've committed to every year going to conferences. In fact, some I've gone to for 12 years in a row, same conference, you know.
Wow.
And just I believe in it, love it. How about you? Have you had one of those moments where, I don't know, it was significant for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I do remember the first, I think you remember the first conference you attend, and went to Willow Creek outside of Chicago, and just the massive scale of it all was eye-opening and eye-popping that church could be like that.
Right.
But yeah, struggled with what to do with it when we got home.
Like,
I can't apply this stuff.
Right. Yeah. Contextualizing it, bringing it into scale to your own place can be a challenge. And I think one of the things that people do about conferences is they go sort of like to copy or steal ideas, you know, like just kind of looking around and what can we take away? I actually feel like that's the wrong approach. I don't go with that in mind. Occasionally it does happen. I mean, we all borrow and, you know, discover something that we really love. But that's not my objective. That's not why I'm going to a conference, is to get a few gimmicks to steal from a church that's doing it really well. I mean, I've been to, you know, incredible conferences and actually some pretty crappy ones. been to enormous ones.
Yeah.
Actually one bigger than the Willow Creek one that was in an Olympic stadium. You know, just mind blowing. And I've been to tiny ones, really, really small. I've also traveled around the world for one and have gone to ones in my own community. I think sometimes we think of a conference as almost like a vacation, like get away, go to a place.
Right.
And in truth, sometimes the ones that are closest to us are the most relevant, because you're talking about a culture that is very similar to your own. You know, we're working for the same goal, trying to reach the same kind of people. So I just think there's something special and significant about getting yourself to a conference, because I feel like it's positioning yourself to learn and grow, to receive and to think some new thoughts. It's like you've just said to yourself, I'm going to this thing, and it means that I'm opening up my my imagination and my mind to think new thoughts. So I love that. And I think that it's often not what is said or demonstrated at the conference that is the most significant, but that spark of a new idea or inspiration that hits me in that place, you know. I've had that happen a number of times, actually, in Pastor Tommy Barnett's conference in Phoenix, where I kind of know how it goes. I've been so many times. I feel like I could, you know, almost host it for him.
Yeah.
He's going to kiss that old person on the stage right now and tell that story. Like, I feel like I know it. But being there, I've walked away with brand new thoughts that weren't something, it wasn't something that was said from the stage, but it was something that God hit me with in that moment.
Yeah.
Because I positioned myself to receive and to learn. So I love that. I just want to encourage you to invest in your growth, be open. Don't go to conferences to be the critic. That is so lame and stupid. You might as well just stay home and be your grumpy self there.
Yeah.
But get inspired. Even if they have nothing to say, nothing new to say, position yourself to receive. And really, maybe God will speak to you there. Last thing, real practical, but I want to encourage you to bring a notebook and take notes. I mean, be prepared to do that, because in those moments when God is speaking to you, that's the time you want to write that stuff down, those new thoughts, ideas, and dreams that will be given to you. So I'm all about the conference.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.